How did you choose this public services, adult services particularly? Was this a conscious choice or something you fell into gradually?
I kind of fell into all this. I'll tell you, one experience I had with my catalog, during the war, we couldn't get a catalog, and I was doing reference. And I had to do the cataloging in the morning and to be at the reference desk in the afternoon, would be constantly on call, interrupted from cataloging for a reference question. And you can imagine what I encountered. Well, you haven't looked it up yet? Of the catalog. Well, why in this book? Oh, do you know what I mean? Oh, brother, that was a year. Then we got a catalog, fortunately. We got Miss Fogarty, Elizabeth Fogarty, to do the cataloging. And so then I could do reference again. I enjoyed it on the bookmobile, and I don't know, the circulation had left, and Emily said, I think we'll combine the two. Why don't you do adult services? And I said, okay. And I just fell into it. But I loved book selection. I just loved it. To this day, I like it. But I like reference, too. That's many interesting questions. You know, Charleston was an interesting place to do reference because, whereas we didn't do genealogy, and of course wouldn't, but we did have a lot of questions relating to history, which were interesting,
yeah,
as well as general questions. And I can remember one time I was telling about Anne, also, after I became deputy director with Emily, under Emily, this young girl came in. There was a ballet school across the way, and this young girl came in a ballet costume, and she said, I would like a job in the library. And I said to her, have you had any library experience? She said, this ballet costume. She says, I have a master's degree in library science. I could have dropped a little more. She was a darling girl. She went to work in the children's room for my sister. But she wanted a part-time job. But she literally had a library degree, but she was a ballet dancer and was concentrating on her ballet. But I never expected to hear that answer.
she was quite a girl.